Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic is going to be guest's choice, though I may try and lead them in a direction I'd like to go, but we'll see about that. You can find my columns, which are usually the inspiration for our topics each week, in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to brucesalen.com. Hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page, and you get a wonderful drop-down menu of all that my website offers, which is actually quite a lot. We have a regular comic strip, regular video, which is called I'm Not That Dad. We have Dad Chat information, which, of course, is my weekly Dad Chat, and my 24/7 community of moms and dads literally from around the world, and lots of other things. I'm very, very proud of the website. We have a number of regular ongoing blog series now. We have The Evolution of Technology, which I write with Professor David E. Weber, who is a communication professor at UNCW, University of North Carolina, Wilmington. We have the Men versus Women series that I write, and we have Social Media, Social Good. And it's very interesting because I began as a dad blogger. And I began as an advocate for dads, and my writing and my interest grew, and my social media manager, I have a manager that helps me with my website and my social media efforts, has said that she believes I literally am only doing about 20% of my overall content is dad-centric. I think she's underrated it a little, but I found that very interesting. Even if it was only half, it was 100% when I began. I want to tell you that we have our usual wonderful three guests for today's show: Wayne Levine for The Men's Room, Pastor Drew Sams for Spiritual Rap, and Dr. Jennifer Weberman for The Women's Room. I also want to tell you again that the music we play is chosen by myself and my producer, Richard Dugan, but we have now included four regular rotating cues that were composed and put together by my son, Arnie Salen, who is a freshman at the Berklee College of Music in Boston and aspires to make a living and a life in music and presently is enjoying learning and doing DJ stuff. And, of course, the DJ stuff today is not the DJ stuff that we grew up with. It's a whole talent in making music and remixing music and, in many cases, in most of the cases, like with Skrillex, putting on live shows that the DJ can truly manipulate the audience and the mood, bring them up, bring them down, and it's an interesting phenomenon. I've never attended one. I've heard about them and probably will attend one sometime soon, especially maybe this summer, if and when I go to the Outside Lands Music Festival in San Francisco, as I've done two out of the last 3 years. Quite a experience, to say the least. I want to give a shout-out to an old friend that I had lunch with yesterday, Robert McCullough. He is a local here in the Santa Barbara area where I broadcast, and he and I share a very fun and somewhat sad showbiz experience, but the fun part was each other. We worked together and had a good time. The sad part was that it ended a little bit abruptly, not our relationship, but the show we were working on, due to some ugly showbiz politics that are best left unbroadcast. Life moved on for both of us. I left showbiz, and it turns out so did he. And we just got together for lunch yesterday, and it's amazing. 15 years apart and how little we were able to catch up in nearly a 2.5 hour lunch, and how much pleasure I had in connecting with a former colleague. So hello to Bob, and I look forward to seeing you again. I want to talk a little bit about politics. I don't talk politics all the time, and I always say I'm not going to, but I've had a revelation, and while I know my show is national, I know every state has its own economic ups and downs, and my home state is California, and what looks to be my next home state is Utah, because we have bought a home in Utah, and I have been spending a considerable amount of time this winter in Park City, Utah, where I have indulged in my favorite pastime, skiing. I've actually skied 30 days this season, and I'm going once again this coming Sunday, which is when many of you are actually listening to this show, for my last week of the season. And I was looking and discussing with my wife the just the bottom line economics of California and Utah. And let's take a look at the three big economic costs of living in each of these two states. In California, we pay, according to Proposition 13, a 1 1/4% property tax on our homes. Now, that is actually pretty good compared to what it used to be, because there were appraisals that made it much worse. And when Prop 13 happened with Howard Jarvis, it was a gigantic movement. So there is talk in the current Democratic majority-run legislature here in California of adding a number of parcel taxes and or trying to undo Prop 13. But let's just stick and make it actually worse. Let's just stick with Prop 13 and look at that 1 1/4 number. And let's just take an arbitrary home that cost $500,000, $500,000. I'm only picking that because it's easy enough for me to do the math in my head. So 1 1/4%, I believe, is $6,250 a year that you would pay in annual property taxes. In Utah, it is 0.5%. So that would be $2,500 a year in annual property tax expense. So $2,500 versus $6,250 each year. State income tax. California is approximately 10%. So let's say you make $50,000. You pay an additional $5,000 in state income tax on top of whatever increased federal taxes we're experiencing. And it's about 5 or 6% in Utah. So again, $5,000 versus, say, $2,500. It's double almost. Not quite. And then finally are the hidden tax that everybody pays, no matter how rich or poor you are, which is, of course, sales tax. Where I live in Los Angeles, it's just shy of 10%. And in Utah, it's around 6%. So again, you nearly have twice as much tax to pay in California on every single purchase than you do in Utah. Finally, with the wonder of Obamacare, said with extreme prejudice and sarcasm, I have just received notice from my insurance company that they are dropping me because of Obamacare. They are kind enough. By the way, I've been with them for about 12 to 14 years, paying extraordinary premiums as a self-employed person for all that time, paying huge deductibles. It really was catastrophic insurance. It wasn't real. I pay more in health insurance and health and medical expenses than any other expense, including my house and mortgage annually for the four of people in my family. They're dropping us simply because of Obamacare. And I need to go search for new health care. But I bet if I am a resident of Utah, it will be cheaper. I'm not leaving California before my younger son graduates high school, so I'll be here at least two more years. But we are really thinking of leaving for all the reasons that businesses are not relocating here. A lot of affluent people are leaving this state, and I say it's a sad thing. And a lot of states that are run the way California is will lose people to more business-friendly and ultimately just bottom-line economically friendly places like Utah or Texas. So that's my little political rant of the moment. I do want to talk about what's going on in the Supreme Court right now, but I don't know if I'll have time. Maybe I'll ask Wayne. I know he'd love to talk politics with me. And he is coming up next after these commercials, Wayne Levine for The Men's Room. So do stay tuned for The Men's Room after these messages.